The Squeeze is a free weekday email and podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed. Our weekday podcast is brought to you by CommBank, committed to being a better bank. Find out more at combank.com.au/better.
Good morning, I'm Claire Kimball.
And I'm Kate Watson. It's Monday, the 16th of September. In your Squeeze today, drone attacks in Saudi Arabia, Dr. Kylie Moore Gilbert named as the dual UK-Australian national being held in Iran, netball, basketball and cricket results, and have a laugh at the Comedy Wildlife Photography Awards. This is your Squeeze today. We're starting the podcast today with news over the weekend that Yemen-based rebels known as the Houthi rebels were responsible for drone attacks on oil facilities in Saudi Arabia over the weekend. Those attacks have taken out Saudi Arabia's oil output for days or possibly even longer. This is all tied up with the crisis in Yemen, of which Saudi Arabia has taken the side of the Yemen government, a position supported by the West. Iran, on the other hand, backs the Houthi rebels.
Yeah, it's all a bit of a complicated web, that one.
Lots of different parts,
Interesting that the Houthi rebels have put their hand up to claim responsibility for that. What they say is that gives them a really interesting kind of reach into Saudi Arabia, who they're fighting in Yemen. That means, of course, that Saudi Arabia's assets, whether it be oil fields or other things, perhaps aren't as safe as they might like to have thought. Of course, America, though, has a very different take on it, with its hostilities escalating with Iran. They say this is another piece of that puzzle.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo yesterday said that Iran has now launched an unprecedented attack on the world's energy supply. What does this mean for global oil prices, Claire?
Well, we'll see what happens when markets open this morning. But what business analysts are saying is that we can expect global oil prices to rise. That will no doubt mean higher petrol prices at Australia's bowsers. It's interesting to note that one of the oil fields that's been targeted, whether it was by the Iranians or by these Houthi rebels, is Saudi Arabia's largest. While that oil company is saying that perhaps it's only 48 hours or a few days before they can get their oil supply back online. Others are saying actually that the damage is very substantial and it could be a longer term thing.
Whilst we're talking about Iran, Dr. Kylie Moore Gilbert has been named as the Australian British woman who's been held in Iran for almost a year and is facing a 10-year sentence. Until now, her identity has been kept under wraps due to concerns that it being made public could negatively impact the chances of release. What do we know about her?
We know that she was a lecturer and researcher for Melbourne University at their Asia Institute. She specialised in Middle Eastern politics. That, of course, is a job that she hasn't been in for some time, given last week's surprising news that she had been in jail there for a year almost already. She, of course, is in the same place where those travel bloggers are, Jolie King and Mark Firkin. Julie Bishop, interestingly, overnight has put up her hand to say that she has a pretty good relationship with those in power in Iran and that she would be free to assist.
Of course, Julie Bishop left the parliament at the last election. An update to some recent stories now. Some weeks back, there were reports that high-ranking Al-Qaeda member Hamza bin Laden, the son of Osama bin Laden, had died. The US over the weekend confirmed this is the case. And Desperate Housewives actress Felicity Huffman has been jailed for 2 weeks in California, Claire.
That's all down to that college admissions scam. What Huffman had put her hand up to have done is pay to have college entrance exam scores boosted. Actress Laurie Lauren is the other really high-profile parent caught up in this. She's taking a very different legal route and she's fighting the charges. So all eyes are on how her case progresses now.
That's been a big story in the US. And a state funeral for former President of Zimbabwe, Robert Mugabe, was shunned by the Zimbabwean public, with the 60,000-seat stadium it was held in barely a third full. In Hong Kong, more violent protests over the weekend.
Yeah, there were illegal but peaceful marches. That was a big one on Sunday. Unfortunately, though, that descended into chaos and violence, and riot police were drawn into those violent scenes in the commercial heart of Hong Kong. Reports this morning say 8 people were wounded, 3 seriously. There were petrol bombs, water cannons, rubber bullets, tear gas, all of those nasty things used.
If you need the context to what's happening in Hong Kong, of course, we have a Squeeze Shortcuts podcast available to listen to. In 10 minutes, you'll get the history in the background so you can properly understand why what's happening there is happening. There's been a development in the US for people with a severe peanut allergy. Claire, these are your people.
These are my people. Hands up if you're anaphylactic. Woo-woo. Palforzia, it's called. Basically, what it does is it's an exposure therapy. It gives kids very small doses of peanuts under supervision over a course of 6 months with the idea that they can build up some resistance. It hasn't been listed yet. The Food and Drug Administration in the US has recommended that it's approved, so it seems to be a formality before it goes to that next step. When it comes to whether it's going to be available in Australia, it's up to the drug company to make an application for it to be available. But if that does happen, Australia's drug regulators really do take a strong interest in what the US regulator does.
So it's a good sign. Huge weekend in sport, of course. Footy finals well and truly underway. In the netball, the Sydney Swifts took out the Suncorp Super Netball final in a surprise win over the Sunshine Coast Lightning. Not so great news for the Boomers, though. 2 losses meant they missed out on a medal at the World Cup.
It's a shame, isn't it?
But it's a shame.
They still got to their best ever World Cup result, which is to get into that final 4. Sad, though, that they couldn't finish it off better after their really great run.
And whilst Australia have retained the Ashes, England have won the final test, meaning the series was drawn. A quick message now from one of our newer podcast partners, Australian Mushrooms. They're keen for squizzers to consider mushrooms as they plan dinner this week, and they've made it super easy by including a whole heap of recipes on their website that are quick, easy, and tasty. One of those is beef and mushroom stroganoff. We've chosen this one, Claire. It's a personal favourite of yours.
Yes, and I actually made this one last week. What I do is I take an old recipe of my mum's and I halve the meat and I double the mushrooms because mushrooms are really my thing. So it works out really well.
What sort of mushrooms do you use?
I like to use a mix of mushrooms. I really like the different tastes, but just the little button mushrooms work really well.
So all the ingredients are easy to pick up at the supermarket, which is handy. It's a good one. The link to that recipe is available in the Squiz Today email today, and I'll also put it in your episode notes, or you can find it on their website, australianmushrooms.com.au. And before we get to the subject line, if you want a laugh today, jump into the Squiz Today email and click on the link to the Comedy Wildlife Photography Awards.
They are very funny. If you like pictures of bears with hands over faces looking very exasperated, or monkeys just monkeying around, it's a really good smile kind of link today.
It is. It's a good laugh. I like the fish being chased by a shark. It's cool.
It's funny. He's got the look on his
like,
face.
He's like, oh my God, it's happening. There they are. They're quite good. What is the subject line?
I've got Send in the Clowns. I'm thinking of the Frank Sinatra version of it, although, okay, of course, there's been many versions of that over the years. That goes to our Squiz Sayings. There is an ad executive in New Zealand, a guy called Joshua Jack. He was made redundant recently and he decided to take a support clown to the meeting.
He decided to.
He did.
How did that go?
He thought he needed the support. It went quite well, although, as our quote says, the clown was a bit noisy because he was making balloon animals as they went and they had to tell him to keep it down.
Okay, strange sense of humour.
Really appeals to me.
That's about all from us today. Enjoy your Monday and we will chat to you tomorrow. The Squiz is a free weekday email and podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed. Sign up at thesquiz.com.au.
A message now from our podcast partner, BHP. The steel made from iron ore plays an important role in providing the production of our energy infrastructure, from wind turbines to power poles. So cutting carbon emissions in iron ore production is key. It's why BHP has committed to a solar and battery agreement to help power its port facilities at Port Hedland. It's happening now at BHP.
You.